CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Give me all the details, Ricky, please. I'm going into day two of my training today. So many amazing insights and tips and tricks that I cannot wait to share with you.
Yep, yep.
Who is that? You blow the speakers out there. Is that your life coach?
I don't think she's not called a life coach, mate.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, it's Katie. She's just like, tell me
get rid of her, have a beer. As we discussed on today's show, Ari was considering giving the gym up for a beer on today's show. Also, trying to get staff members to urinate on her, which is surely some kind of violation of contract.
Okay. That was way out of, like, context. What's the word?
Context.
Yeah, same, but it was content. Two different matters. Three, really. One, I don't even drink beer, so we know that's a lie. I drink everything else but beer. I'm not giving up the gym. Because of the gym, I've got tinea, which makes me think, man, I've probably actually got tinea because there's less wee in the shower.
Tinea and she's stuck in the bath, as you'll hear on today's show. She's given it up.
It's Friday the 13th. Weird things are happening today. Really weird things. But I showed you my tinea.
Yeah, cheers.
It's not too bad.
No, it's fine. There's a couple of scabs on a foot. That's it. So on
but
today's show,
yeah,
when she's going on about
there
it, a couple
for
of
like
scabs.
A week. A
couple
like,
of scabs.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But I'm just testing some friendships. Friendships have been secured and some have been revealed.
Well, that's on today's show. So listen to see which member of the staff at CFM would pee on REL.
Such a weird thing to say. On my tinea, on my foot.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Welcome to Fancy Friday. Not so fancy. Not so fancy today.
I couldn't reach my fancy clothes on the coat hangers this morning.
Right.
Couldn't even reach clean clothes, Adam, on my shelf. So yeah. I'm actually in the clothes I wore yesterday.
Because they were conveniently on the ground for you. What have you done?
Oh, not the gym session yesterday. The day before, we did a lot of arms and stuff. And, like, just, like, this bit here. I don't know, like the back of my arm.
Yeah, the bit under the bit behind the bicep.
Yeah.
Is that a tricep?
Honestly, I'm so tired today.
I think it's
today.
A tricep, isn't it?
I don't even know. Anyway, I'm so incredibly sore. Like, I couldn't really brush my teeth this morning. Like, it's disgusting. Like, I literally couldn't hold the toothbrush and put pressure on to brush my teeth because it hurt.
I had to put your hair in a bun for you.
Yeah, you had to put my... Well, I mean, I think you did an okay job. yeah, it was hard turning the steering wheel this morning. Yep. I was up at, like, 1 a.m., in pain, like woke up from being in pain and then had a soak in the bath and that was eventful.
Well, see, this is what happens. Don't exercise, people.
Yeah, I stuffed up.
Do you think that life,
I put too many weights on my thing.
That life coach is doing you more damage than good, I think.
The
at this
life
point.
Coach is my gym coach.
Drop up.
all lies. But yeah, so my body obviously hasn't healed.
She couldn't get, for some reason she's having a bath at 2:30 a.m. and she couldn't get out of it. She has an audio clip for us, we'll play it soon. Audio of Ari trying to get out of the bath with the sore muscles.
I'm so tired today.
And for Who Dat today, it's a special dog edition in celebration of the Million Paws Walk, which is on this weekend. So you've got an audio lineup of three dogs. You've got to tell us which is the golden retriever barking.
Oh, I love
barking.
This so much.
That's Who Dat, a special edition today. Up next, let's do 5-second rule. That'll fix your muscles.
I hope so.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Also on today's show, Friday Live and Local. Just before 8 o'clock, Zach Weeks is returning to the studio to actually play one of those Johnny Cash tunes that are happening in the Ring of Fire production. That's going to be good, isn't it?
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
That'll cure your muscles.
Hopefully he can probably put my hair up again.
What's wrong with how I've done it?
I mean, it's good, but it probably needs to be a little bit tighter.
Oh, come on now. You think Zach will be, his bun game will be better?
I don't know. We'll ask anyone today.
Just by the way, Fancy Friday, I am fancy.
Yeah,
just because Ari's
looking,
not.
You are looking very fancy, very proud.
Yeah, cheers. Got a Peaky Blinders little ad on, which is perfect for radio. I can put the headphones over it real nice and easy there.
Yeah, you're going to wear it all the time now?
Yeah, might do. Don't
That's
mind
enough.
A Peaky Blinders flat hat. Yeah, no, yeah. I might wear it here and there. I like to mix up my hats, but anyway, 5-second rule.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
All right, this will fix your muscles right up, Ari. The way this works is we've got 5 seconds to say the words. We've got to say three things that we name for each other.
Okay.
We ask each other to name. I'm never very good at explaining this.
No.
But you listening have to do it with us if you understand anything I just said. Always realise halfway through the explanation that I don't quite know how to explain this, even though it's very simple. You have to name three things, essentially.
In 5 seconds.
Yeah. All right. Who's asking who first?
I'll ask you first. All right. Adam, in 5 seconds, name three types of exercise equipment.
You got the stationary bike, you got the CrossFit, and you got dumbbells. Oh, God.
CrossFit is an exercise equipment?
Yeah, what's the
thing? Cross trainer?
What's CrossFit then?
CrossFit's a type of exercise, like a class, like
how is that?
Different movements.
Well, are you accepting it or not?
Nah, I don't accept that as an exercise equipment.
Alex, call in. Need Alex to have me back here. All right, Ari. In 5 seconds, please name three. This is good for the weekend too. Please name three brands of beer.
Bogues, Heineken, and Coopers.
Oh, she's done it. Yeah, Coopers, classic Adelaide.
Hey, at least I said Bogues first.
Hey, very well done.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Got a clip here of Ari for some reason in the bath at 2:30 a.m. Who has a bath at 2:30 a.m? What was going on there for starters?
I was up from just before 1, literally in so much pain I couldn't sleep because my arm muscles are so sore because I sleep on my arm.
Right.
Like, I think that's made it worse.
You sleep on your arm?
Like, I sleep on my side, so I'm on one of my arms.
Does
like,
it go dead a
and
lot?
Then, no, not really. But I swap and then I sleep on the other one and swap sides. And it got to the point where I couldn't move and I cuddle a pillow. I literally couldn't lift the pillow up to move it to swap sides. And then I was in so much pain. I was, like, going through the first aid box, like, trying to find, like, a deep heat or something because I was, like, I'm in so much pain. And then I was, like, no, I'm just going to have a bath, forgetting that to get out the bath wouldn't be as easy as
it's getting in. Well, because of this, we're asking at CFM Tasmania, what's your worst gym injury? Get him in. We want to see him. And here's a clip of Ari at 2:30 this morning trying to get out of the bath.
It's 2:30. I've just had like a 28-minute bath or so because my muscles are so sore from the gym, in particular the back of my arms. I don't even know what muscle is because I'm so tired. Anyway, I've had a 20-something minute bath and I'm like, okay, it's 2:39, I need to go back to sleep. I have a dilemma that I can't actually get out the bath. Yeah. So I'm currently stuck in the bath. I'm honestly losing my mind here. Couple things, Adam, you're my emergency contact. Would you expect a call at 2:30 to help me out the bath? That's a bit weird, so I'm not going to do that. Also, then you would have to see me naked, and I'm just not about that life. But all my friends are also asleep, and my mum isn't in the same state. So, single life problems. I've literally just sat up from laying down in the bath. I think the best bet is I'm gonna have to turn around. Oh my God, I'm just so sorry. Okay, that's not working. Oh my God, okay. I'll just lay onto my sore arm and then onto my stomach. Oh, there we are. Ah, that's sore. And then I'll put my butt to the air and lift my knees. Oh, okay. And now I can just stand. Yeah. Okay. I think I'm doing it. Oh my God. I've done that. I think. Oh, my leg muscles are now getting really sore too. Oh, I think I've done it. I've done it. Oh my God. What a time.
She's done it.
What a time. Oh my God. I'm legit so sore. Oh, I don't know how I'm gonna put clothes on in 2 hours. I really don't know how that's gonna work.
She's done it.
Well, I'd like to let you know that I have a strapless crop top on, and to get it on, I had to step into it. Not put it over my head. Otherwise, it was going to be braless.
Is this what emergency contacts are for? I thought it was for like emergency services. If you got taken away in an ambulance, no, they need to contact someone.
I was literally in the bath like, what do I do?
Call the fire brigade. Fire brigade. They do stuff like that.
I wouldn't call the fire brigade to get me out the bath.
They get cats out of trees. Why wouldn't they get you out the bath?
And then I really started to freak out because I was like, oh, my God, like, what would I do? I'd just have to sit here until one of my friends woke up.
No, the fire brigade, they come in with that ladder and they prod it in and they winch you out.
Nude in the bath and calling the fire brigade.
Yeah.
And then I was like, they can't get in.
And then the fire brigade will let me know as the emergency contact. I'll be like, oh, cheers, guys. Thanks for looking after us.
Emergency contact would be you just come like, and help me
with a big stick to prod you out.
Well, I mean, there was bubbles. You couldn't really see much, but you could just like close your eyes and just give me a lift up.
Ariel Ackland with some hot bath action there.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Can you tell the difference between a golden retriever barking and other dog breeds? Well, we're playing Who Dat today. We've got an audio lineup of three. We want you to tell us which one is indeed the golden retriever. All you need to do is phone 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at a Cut Above Quality Meats.
Yes, we're doing a dog edition today because it's the Million Paws Walk on Sunday. It raises money for the RSPCA. If you want to find out more, millionpawswalk.com.au. All right, three clips. Only one is the real golden retriever. The other two are other breeds, they're imposters. Here are our clips. Here's A. Is that a golden retriever or is it B? Is that a golden retriever or is it C? A, B or C, which of those three is a golden retriever barking? Let's go again. Here's A. B. C. Which one do you reckon is the golden retriever at 1300 655 922? Adam and Ari.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Tiff from Studley. How's things, Tiff?
How are we?
Not too bad, Tiff. Have you ever had a bad gym injury to make Ari feel better about hers? No.
I won't say gym, but sport
injury. What did you do?
I've had a couple. Basically, I did my ligaments in my knee because of hard surface sports, because I was doing three different hard surface sports.
Right. Ooh. Well, like netball and stuff on that hard ground.
Hey?
Netball and stuff on the hard ground.
Netball, squash and futsal.
Ooh, the trifecta.
And I was also playing football, so.
Ooh.
That's one way to ruin your ligaments.
Yeah, and then I also did really bad tissue ligament in my wrist.
Wow. Were your day-to-day tasks difficult?
Yeah, quite difficult, considering it was my dominant hand that I used for everything. So.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
You need
that hand.
Yeah, I literally felt it bend back and almost hit my...
Oh,
Tiff, no!
Tiff!
All right, on that note, Tiff, let's play Who Dat. Three clips. Which one is the golden retriever? The other two are different breeds. Here's A. B. C. Which one is the goldie, Tiff?
I'm going to guess C.
She's done it.
Oh, my God, Tiff, you've done it.
She's done it.
You have done it. You're in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at a Cut Above Quality Meats in East Devonport.
Thanks, guys.
No worries.
No problem.
Clip A, a little Jack Russell. Clip B, a big German Shepherd.
Bless.
I was thinking that. A sounded too little and chirpy.
Yeah.
B sounded too big and...
Big and boomy. Yeah.
Oh, well, you've done well. Go, Tiff.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Boogie Pimp, Somebody to Love on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Like that version. Like the Jefferson Airplane version. But my favourite version is by Jim Carrey in The Cable Guy. Oh. His version goes like this. When the truth is found, don't you need somebody love? If you've never seen The Cable Guy, please go watch it. It's brilliant.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Oh, well, well.
Today, the 13th of May. On this day in 1607, the very first permanent English settlement in the USA was made at Jamestown, Virginia. On this day in 1787, the first fleet sailed from England bound for Australia.
Danger walks on deck, we say what the heck, we laugh at the perils we're facing.
Every storm we ride is its own reward.
And people die by falling overboard.
People die by falling overboard.
That's a clip from the first fleet there. Don't know how they got audio recorders on the boat, but
a mystery. It's no way of knowing.
There's no way of knowing how they got audio recorders on there. Some kind of time travelling, I assume. On this day in 1932, Smith's potato crisps were founded in Australia.
Oh, yum.
So have a Smith today in celebration.
Oh, yum. Yum, 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 yum.
Have
yum,
a Smith.
Yum, yum. Yeah, go on, put your chip in the Sanger.
And it was on this day that the Beatles film Let It Be had its world premiere in New York City. Now, you know this Get Back film that Peter Jackson just released?
Yeah.
Was all the rage last year. Well, that took footage from Let It Be, so that one's called Get Back. But it's from footage from the Let It Be film.
Mm.
There you go, a bit of history for you. Double dipping, you could call it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Coming up before 8 o'clock, Zach Weeks will come back to the studio and play a little Johnny Cash tune. That's a tune that's going to feature in this Ring of Fire production that's happening.
Yeah.
It's actually opening night tonight, I believe.
So excited.
My favourite Cash tune is 25 Minutes to Go.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell. And I've got 25 minutes to go.
I've asked him. I've specifically asked him to learn it too. Yeah. So I wonder if he's learned it yet. Also, Word Sanger coming up, Dog News. And today, we're asking for your worst gym injuries at CFM Tasmania on Facebook to get those in. Or call us 1300 655 922. After Ari's had a bit of a mishap, she's a bit sore. She got stuck in the bath.
I'm currently stuck in the bath.
Might have had like 2 o'clock or whatever, 2:30 this morning.
Ridiculous.
After being woken up from being in pain.
Ridiculous.
So I haven't slept.
Currently stuck in the bath.
Classic Ari every time. We'll get to your comments next, so get them in. What's your worst gym injury? Here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers on CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Ari suffering greatly this morning. Stuck in the bath earlier this morning.
I'm currently stuck in the bath.
And, well, because you saw it from the gym, but what did your personal trainer just said? Oh, more exercise is what you
Coach Mick was just like, go for an ocean swim, that will help. And I'm like, I'll probably drown.
Get rid of the personal trainer. Get rid of the life coach. They're doing you damage. But we are asking today at CFM Tasmania on Facebook for your worst gym injuries in celebration of Ari's. Wait, yeah. Would you call it an injury or just a soreness?
I just am really sore. And it wasn't like I wasn't actually in a PT session. It was the first class. I'm going to do the 6-week challenge at the gym. And it was just the first class. And I think I just thought I was a bit cooler than I was. And,
you went too hard.
I put too many weights on.
Steady on.
Yeah, too hard, too soon.
Shannon's written, that's why I don't go to the gym and I do Zumba. We have dedicated warm-ups and cool-downs.
Yeah, I love Zumba. Fun fact, used to be a Zumba instructor.
There you go.
Pretty cool.
Stick to the Zumba, bro.
Yeah. Jade has said the resistant bands snapping back in her face.
Woof.
Ooh. Ooh.
Kelly has written her worst gym injury is breaking her arm.
Yeah. Oh, Adam.
Ow, don't. Did you just, no.
I just broke mine.
No. Dan Smith said, a lot of people go to the gym, think they can do the right thing, but they're just wasting time as they have no idea what they're doing. Lol. Well, Dan, mate.
He's having a go, isn't he?
I don't think I've ever seen you at a gym.
Wow.
No, yeah, just kidding.
Whoa, and she's come right back. She's hit him right back and broken his arm.
I'm tired today, Dan. Don't need it, mate. Nah, that's why you get a PT. That's why you do classes and stuff.
Oh,
well,
I
that's
don't know.
Why I personally do that, because I actually don't know what
How's
I'm
that
doing.
Working out for you?
Well, yeah, too hard, too soon.
There you go. Dina said, people need to learn how to stretch properly before they go to the gym and warm up. Too many people going down, getting straight on the weights. You need to do some cardio or something to warm up. Did you stretch or warm up?
I did, actually. I did a 45-minute warm-up.
Too much warm-up. The warm-up's what made you sore.
Can it be possibly too warm? No.
You were too warm.
No.
Cool down, bro.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
I'm currently stuck in the bath.
I say get rid of the personal trainer and the life coach and have a beer, mate.
No.
It's doing you damage. Too much damage. No. Ari pushing the emergency contact thing, I think. Now asking me to urinate. On her foot. Because you got tinea or something.
Because I've been doing 75 hard. It's day 32 today. I've been exercising a lot. Might I add, I've been wearing clean socks every single time. But I've been rugging up so early at 3 o'clock in the morning. But it hasn't. Some mornings it's still quite warm.
Is tinea the same thing as athlete's foot?
Yeah.
You just get some spray. You can spray. I've had that before.
No, I'm convinced it's the fact that there's not enough wee in the shower. Because my ex and I no longer together and we should shower together all the time. And I'm convinced I've got tinea because there's not enough wee in the shower.
You know what they say? A wee in the shower a day keeps the tinea away.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Dog news. That's actually what they say. Just before the dog news, just remember Million Paws Walk happening in Ulverston this Sunday. More information, millionpawswalk.com.au. But there's going to be a horizon of dogs in Ulverston, Ari. All right, dog news. This is serious business, dog news. Yeah. Come on. A Texas woman who suffers from dementia and was missing for 3 days was found in the early hours of last Friday, bruised and dehydrated, but safe after her dog's barking helped rescuers track her down. Her name's Sherry Knopp. She's 63. She left her home in Houston last week to take her black lab, Max, for a stroll. And then the pair never returned. For 3 days, authorities and volunteers searched for Knopp, who'd recently been diagnosed with dementia. They eventually found her next to 3-year-old Max in George Bush Park, an 8,000-acre expanse right next to her home. An 8,000-acre expanse.
There we go.
That's how you say that.
Yeah.
As they got closer to her, I think that's what caused him to bark, because he was protecting her, said Sherry Knopp's brother, Justin Knopp. So I do think his barking is what led those people to hear him and go into that area and find her. So yes, I do believe that Max saved her life. When they actually found her, they heard him growling and barking. Now, in a police statement, Constable Ted Heap said Sherry Knopp was located approximately 3 a.m. on Friday by a group of tireless volunteers and deputies who were alerted by the sound of her dog Max barking in the woods. So it's all being confirmed. Max basically saved her life. All's well that ends well. She's mostly unharmed. She's gone to hospital, but she mostly is dehydrated. The dog's fine. All's well that ends well. The human and dog are fine. Once again, dog saves man.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog.
Get Santi to wee on your foot.
Well, it's a bit harder to control that, isn't it? Don't know if it's the same as is human wee. Not sure. Have to Google it.
Need some scientists in here.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
All right, Ari. Ella has commented on our Facebook post at CFM Tasmania, saying, she's not sore from the gym, but her and her partner went to Fourth Falls the other day and her legs have been sore for the past 3 days.
Well, this just in from Tamika, my PT. She has been, listening.
Has she?
She said, yep.
She's what did she think about my comment about getting rid of her and having a beer?
Oh, I think she just avoided that. sauna, magnesium, baths, water walks or swims, depending on obviously what area is sore. And weirdly enough, using those muscles again will help, obviously, remove the lactic acid as well, and a massage.
There you go, back
so
into it.
So I'm going to do all of the above.
Back into
so
it.
So there you go.
She didn't mention anything about urine.
No, that's for tinea. That's athlete's foot. Different thing, Adam.
Word sanger.
Word sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. Theo, the supreme gentleman. That would, I think, wee on my foot, by the way.
But he's a computer. He has no wee.
Well, I reckon he would if he could.
He doesn't drink, so he doesn't produce wee because he's a machine. Science, come on.
We'll give you two words. If you think you know the word in the middle of the Sanger, give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They are open 7 days, and nothing feels better than having some greenery inside, some house plants.
Theo, brother, what you got?
Your words for today are bag and bod.
Bag something something
bag.
Bod.
Bag. B-A-G. Bag and bod.
Yeah, B-A-G and B-O-D. Bag something something bod is what we're looking
bod.
For. We're looking for the something in the middle from you at 1300 655 922. Bag something something bod. What's the something, though? 1300 655 922, if you know.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Jill from Leith is on to play Word Sanger with us this morning. All right, Jill. Theo, the word machine, will give you the words. You give us that middle word. Let's do it.
Your words for today are bag and bod.
What's the middle word, Jill?
Lady.
It's not lady.
No.
Bag lady, lady bod. Good
Sorry,
guess,
Jim.
But it's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Jill. Have a good one. Ethan from Devonport. Theo is going to give you those words, and you give us that middle word.
Your words for today are bag and bod.
Oh, what goes in the middle, Eth?
Is it dad?
The word for my sanger is dad. Bag dad. Dad bod.
Go,
Go
Eth.
Ethan. Well done. You're in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Thanks, guys.
Well done. Hang there, Ethan. I'll grab your phone number.
Friday, Live, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Yes, yeah, CFM's Friday Live for Molly Malone's live local music every Saturday at Molly Malone's, every Friday. At this time, we get a local talent in to play some of their music and have a chat. Today's boy... Zach Weeks. Hello, Zach. Welcome.
Hey, boys and girls. I almost said stop the boys then. Sorry, Ari.
Ari's furious.
Thank you.
I think she's just overwhelmed right now, isn't
Welcome
she?
Welcome back, Zach. We love having you in. You're a part of the family.
Yeah, I can't stay away. It's been less than 2 weeks.
No one ever can, which is why Takesha, I feel like, will be back.
Oh, she will.
Yeah, could
no
be.
No one stays away for too long. Anyway, welcome.
Thank you. How you doing?
Looking fresh.
Oh, yeah, it's the... The pre-show shave, you've got to get rid of the beard or else the director will come and get you for not being show ready.
Now, what about sideburns? Because this is it's opening night tonight for Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And you had those sideburns.
I did have those sideburns. Well, that was for the promo shot. You can tell on all the promo posters, you can see them all around everywhere. It's just pictures of my back with my face turned a little bit, and you can just see some sideburns on there. Sid was like, our director Sid, was like, You've got to shave. So I went to his house and I'd shaved all of my face except these sideburns, and we took all these photos, and as soon as we were done with that photo shoot, they were off.
Yeah.
They were off.
You didn't like them?
Oh, no, not these days.
Okay.
Take me back about 30 years possibly. Could work.
How are you feeling? It's opening night tonight. Are you scared?
At this point it's normal. Mm-hmm. Like I think almost every May for the last 5-6 years I've done a show. With a different company, and like it's just sort of normal at this stage. Pun intended there. I go on, like, and then when I'm not on stage for a musical, I'm performing anyway. Like,
yeah, that's true.
And all my other gigs and whatnot. So it's just more or less normal, and especially this particular show. It's songs that I do at gigs. A lot of the, out of the 38 songs, I think I do 6 of them at my own gigs.
Yeah, but so, what about 25 minutes to go? I've asked you to learn that one.
This one, aren't you?
25 minutes
See,
to go.
We don't do that one in the show.
But wait, maybe one of your private shows.
Well, maybe if you're lucky.
Can you please learn it for me?
Sorry, but you've already got lots of requests in his private shows of your Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I thought I'd add another. I'd push me luck.
That's why as soon as Adam walks in, it's like, okay, Pearl Jam, get out of the way.
Yeah.
But in fairness, it is a banger, the one that I do play.
Yeah, obviously, last. last kiss. How much prep goes into a show like Ring of Fire? How long does it take to prepare?
We've been rehearsing since, I believe, October. So I just finished Greece, and I started working with Cradle Coast Theatre for the Ring of Fire show. So we started off, I think, for about 2 months, just learning all the songs vocally.
Mm-hmm.
And then the band learnt on their own time. The six singers, we just sat there and worked on the vocals, worked on the harmonies. There are songs that, because it's Johnny Cash, it's one man, but it's adapted to fit these six vocalists in there. And there are some songs that just sound incredible. So we got those out of the way. Then we started working with the band. This show, there's no choreography per se, so we didn't have any dance rehearsals for this particular one. But we were able to then come together with the band and just work out everything to make sure that the vocals worked, lined up with the songs, adapted where they needed to. Our musical director, David Turner, has put so much work into these songs and getting the band ready. And Sid and Bronwyn Darvell, our other directors, have been absolutely incredible getting all of the music and the vocals ready. And it's pretty much, yeah, we were supposed to be on in March, but we did get postponed due to COVID, which is lucky. We've had, throughout the last 6 months, we've had cast members with COVID. We've had, as we all know, people go through personal troubles. They don't stop for shows. We've had deaths. We've had births. We've had literally everything that you could think of happen to at least one person in the cast.
Wow.
And we've still managed to all be able to come and continue even past our initial show date.
Yeah.
Which has been really exciting. And watching it all come together over the last couple of weeks at the theatre, it's just, not even watching it because I can't, because I'm on stage the whole time. But being able to feel that we're actually opening tonight is so exciting because we are finally doing the thing that we've been planning.
So it opens tonight, goes till the 28th of May
at
the Town Hall Theatre. Tickets still available?
Yeah, we've got a few tickets available, book now because they're starting to sell fast.
Yep.
You got heaps of people. I'm very excited. My family are all coming. For the potentially some of them the last time. So it could be very, very, very exciting for everyone involved to come see.
Yep.
It's very emotional. It's a roller coaster of a show, even though we don't necessarily go through the direct life story of Johnny Cash. So I'm not Johnny Cash. None of the six cast members are Johnny Cash. But at the same time, we all tell his story, his life story through the songs.
Yep.
So it's very different, but it's going to be something special.
Oh, so exciting. So what are you going to be playing today for us?
This is a little sneak preview of one of our songs. I think most people would know it from the way I'll start it.
Okay.
Very, very unique. In the show, it's three of us doing it, but obviously, there can only be one of us here today. But this is... Oh, I won't even say what it is
yet. Okay. Just take it. Just take it away. Zach Weeks.
Hear the train a coming, it's rolling round the bend.
Woo! Go, Zach! Well done.
And look, I'm not even the best singer in the cast. There's five other performers, and they are 10 times better than me. And I'm not to toot my own horn, but that was all right. I'm joking.
It was. No, that was great.
I'm joking. Awesome. I swear I'm not that... My ego isn't that big.
I beg to differ.
Zach Weeks from the Ring of Fire production. Opening night tonight. Get tickets at parentappleartcentre.com.au, and that's CFM's Friday Live. For Molly Malone's live local music every Saturday, it's Molly Malone's. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you very much for having me once again.
Go, Zachy!
I'm expecting to see you at the show.
Yep.
That was a bit of a silence for a second there.
Yep. Chuck us on the door. Cheers.
Pass me the dead time.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, get listening. We're going to check in with the CFM Street Team. Why are you looking at me like that?
I just don't know what you're about to say. Usually you say good morning, Adam.
Oh, sorry. got distracted.
Are you not thinking about the show?
Got distracted.
Why?
Getting text messages from the street team.
Oh,
out
yeah?
About.
No, at least it's work-related.
No, it actually is work-related. I know, weird, right?
I was ready to go off me edit, yeah? I was ready.
You can't even because it's work-related. Yeah, Takesha is going to be out and about at Upper Burnie Mowers this morning. Hey, Takesha, check out the lawn mowers for me, please. So I need a new one.
Where's Renner going to be?
And Renner is out and about at United Petrol Station in Devonport. She's got a $20 petrol voucher, a fuel card to give away. So, yeah, make sure you check in with them.
I know why you're distracted. It's because Zach Weeks is still in the studio with us. He's just played for Friday Live, but you've got a question for him.
So, Zach, you know tinea, right? Like athlete's foot.
Right.
You know the wives' tale about tinea?
No. What's the wives' tale?
You don't know the wives' tale about it? That if you pee in the shower, that you don't get tinea?
Well, I haven't got tinea.
That's because you pee in the shower.
You're standing in pools of it, are you?
I am convinced.
It's a shower. It's got a drain. Anyway.
I'm convinced since my partner and I broke up, my partner and I used to shower together all the time.
Makes sense.
There's double the amount, right? Now there's less the amount and I've got tinea. And I'm convinced it's because there's not enough wee on my foot. So as a friend of mine, I need to ask you a serious question. Would you pee on my foot?
Sure.
He said yes. That's a friend.
Oh, isn't that
that's
sweet?
That's a friend. Thank
isn't
you.
That sweet?
I think we've known each other long enough to...
Yeah, I think so too.
To exchange urine.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, isn't that sweet? That's a nice, warm-hearted moment to leave people on their Fridays with.
Yeah, warm-footed, at least.
Well, no, it's a medical thing. It's athlete's foot, tinea. The wives' tale is, if you pee on your feet, you shouldn't get tinea. And obviously, I don't have enough wee on my feet, so that's why I've got it. So just need to make sure I've got a lot of people ready to wee on my foot.
She needs a urine with high tea levels in it. Her urine just doesn't have enough tea in it.
No, I've been drinking too much water too, so I think it's just not working.
Have you ever considered just not having tinea?
Well, I can't consider that because there's not enough pee in my shower.
Well then, you're stuck.
I know.
Well, she's not. She got you.
Well, that's true. You're going to pee on a foot
in a warm-footed
moment.
Anyway,
thank you so much, Zach. Thank you for saying yes.
No
that's
worries.
A true friend.
No worries.
Friendship test.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
17 past 8 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Love, love, love.
Uh-huh. Road it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street
now,
Team.
Now, Ari, they are our CFM Street Team. Surely they'd help you out with your tinea.
Oh, stop it, Adam. Ask. Stop it. All right, Renna is out and about in the CFM Cruiser.
Ask her.
Renna. You are one of my best friends.
Yeah.
I've got tinea on my foot.
You already Snapchat me that one last night, remember?
I did. But now it's on air. I need confirmation.
I know. I told you my dog and I will help you with that.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
work.
You. Confirmation.
The whole team's
confirmed.
On it.
Confirmed. Thank you, Ren Ren. Love you so much. Friend test passed.
I know. I love you long time. And
all
I
right.
love our friends in the coast because they are already here lined up in the cruiser waiting for the $20 voucher fuel card. Would you like to say hi?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, there you go. Petrol prices, guys, have been at an all-time high lately. So a $20 voucher fuel card from United will come handy. So this month, Mickey and I will be out and about giving away fuel cards. And today, I am at the United Petrol Station in Devonport. RACT and United are giving away thousands of dollars of free fuel this month, including three major prizes. Of $500 United fuel cards. Simply fuel up at United and show your membership card to automatically enter the draw to win $500 worth of fuel. And for more details, head to racity.com.au. Terms and conditions apply. Participating sites only. And the first to come and see me will receive the fuel card. I also have show bags, coffee voucher from the Crowd Lounge in La Trobe, and Crips Master Love. So if you didn't get the $20 voucher, that's fine. Be happy because it's Friday.
Be happy.
Love, love, love. All right, Takesha, do you have a bladder full? You can donate to Ari.
Stop it.
I don't, sorry.
She's not doing it.
I don't know if we would have that level. I don't know if we're there yet, you know?
Very conservative answer from Takesha. Very conservative.
Friend test. Bow, bow.
Oh, dear. Bow, well, bow. I do have some other friends here. There are plenty of people around at the moment. I'm at Upper Burnie Mowers in the CFM Cruiser. Now, the team have already come out and given me some really cool stubby holders. It's got a lawnmower on it. and they ran away by the time I got on air because I think they thought I may have thrown the phone at them, which I was going to, so lucky they disappeared. I've also got some other cool free stuff this morning. I've got No Pong deodorant. I've got fresh bread, thanks to Cripps Masterloaf, of course. I've got flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk, and I have fresh donuts from Beto's Donuts. So come down and see me. It is actually my last prize-giving Friday here at CFM, doing a cruise across, so come down. Say hello, say goodbye. I'm at Upper Burnie Mowers in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
It's her very last prize-giving Friday.
Godspeed, Takeesh. Godspeed.
Oh, go, Takeesh.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Love, love, love. Love, love, love.
Happy birthday to love, me. Love, love. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Got some birthday shout-outs. They've been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au. So they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. We're excited to announce later in the show who the winner of that voucher is to for prize-giving Friday. Ari, go.
So excited. A huge happy birthday to Nikisha Parker from Port Sorrel. Nikisha Grace, you'll always be pop at the shop number one girl, knowing you'll have a busy birthday with four under four, trying to take some time out for you. Love, pop.
Aww. Tressa Green from South Ryanna, happy 69th birthday, Tressa Green. You absolute old weapon. Keep living the good life from your old friend, Luke.
Brady from Ulverston, happy 30th birthday, Brady. You are the love of my life and the best fur dad ever. Aww. All our love, Chain and the pets. Is that how you pronounce that? Yeah.
Chain, yeah. Shane.
Yep.
Let's not dwell, let's move on.
Yeah, okay, yep, no worries. I can't pronounce the next one.
And a very happy birthday to Anthony Oakley from Devonport. Happy 50th birthday from the boys at work. And good luck tonight, Anthony.
Jack from Charlton, wishing you the happiest of birthdays. Can't believe you're turning 10. Enjoy your day. Love you to the moon and back, Mum and Dad.
Savage Garden, love it. Caleb Lennon from Ulverston. Caleb, happy 14th birthday. You're growing up so fast, but have a great and enjoyable day. Love from Dad, Mum and Riley.
Samantha and Jenna Walker from Wynyard. Happy 17th birthday, girls. Enjoy your day from all at Lifeline Wynyard.
Adrian Roates from Wynyard. Happy birthday to my loving husband. Enjoy your day. Love you lots from your loving wife.
And Selena from Acton. Happy 12th birthday, Selena. We love you billions. Our little superstar love, Mum, and your three brothers, Corey, Zach and Riley. Have a great day at school.
Go, Selena. Go, baby. Go, go. Cherry lips, garbage. CFM, Adam and Ari.
Morning.
27 past 8.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Peace and love making, that's what Derulo's all about on CFM.
Take
him
to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
We want you to sing it. If you think you can finish this chorus, the line. We want the next line. After the line, we play you. Give us a buzz on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right or with enough enthusiasm, we'll pop you in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are local just like us, and it's Prize Giving Friday today, so we're giving that away today.
Yeah, before 10 o'clock, we'll announce who's been drawn. All right, here's the line. Oh, you could say. Oh, 1-300-655-922. Call us with the next bit. One 300 655 922. If you have that next bit for us, go again. One more time.
Yeah, go again.
One 300 655 922.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Brooke from Latrobe is on to play Chorus Kings. We'll give you the line, Brooke. You take it from there. Let's do this. We're going to have to check the tape. Let's check it. Oh, she's done it! She's done it! How did she do it? Got much on the weekend, Brooke?
What's that, sorry?
Got much on the weekend?
No, not a lot, really.
Just chilling out.
Yeah.
Putting the feet up and enjoying being a chorus king.
Thank you.
Well done. You were in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local, just like that. Just like that.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
John Butler Trio on CFM's Adam and Ari, 6 to 9. Don't know if I ever told you, we used to make comedy songs about our teachers when I was in high school.
Yeah, you've told me many of times.
One of the teachers' names was Don, and we parodied that song. Don, 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 don. It was like, I could be asleep or I could be awake, but right now I'm asleep in Donald's class. I could be innocent or I could be guilty. Any excuse to give me after school detention. It was genius. Eventually, we got threatened. Eventually, we got threatened with a defamation lawsuit. Today, we're asking at CFM Tasmania on our Facebook page for your worst gym injuries after Ari got stuck in the bath this morning.
I'm currently stuck in the bath.
Chantel,
very early this morning.
2:30 a.m., mind you. Yeah, Chantel has said, I did a burpee at the end of a challenge on their last day in the class, the last class, and my knee snapped back into a bend. Position. I couldn't walk. I was crying in so much pain. My instructor had to take me to the hospital and waited with me. I was in a leg brace for 8 weeks. That was 3 years ago, and I still have trouble with it, and yet the doctors couldn't really tell Chantel what she'd actually done.
Oh, that actually sounds so horrible.
Yeah.
Dawn Murray has said, broken nose when the bar slipped on the rack.
Dang.
Oh, that sound, Adam. Stop it.
Well, it's actually just the sound effect of a twig snapping, by the way.
I know,
it's your imagination doing that.
So bad.
And Tyler has written, I woke up the next day and every muscle in my body was tight. The second day, even worse, so I never went back. Good advice, Ari. Stop doing it. It's dangerous.
No.
Just have a beer. Have a beer.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday. We've done it. We've got here. It is Friday. Well done, everyone. Well done to you, Ari.
Yeah,
well done to you
done.
Listening.
Thank you. To you too, Adam. Yeah, well done.
Round of applause for us all.
Yeah. Happy Friday.
Before 10 o'clock, we'll have goodies to give out too, so stay with us. If you've played any of our competitions or if you've registered online for any of the goodies to give away, stay tuned. We could be announcing you as the winner. Right now at 1-300-655-922, we do have a traffic report in. Hello.
G'day CFM, just calling to let you know there's a truck come off a trailer on the eastern side of Deloraine on the Bass Highway.
A truck has come off a trailer?
Yeah, a trailer's come off a truck. Just east of Deloraine. There's a lot of traffic turning around and it's totally blocking the highway at the moment.
Okay, east of Deloraine, a trailer's come off a truck. So slow moving traffic in the area?
Yeah, you can't get past, everyone's turning around.
Okay, so avoid that area if you can on the Bass Highway, east of Deloraine.
Divert through Deloraine.
Yeah, thanks very much for your call. Appreciate that.
No worries, mate. Not a problem.
Any road hazards or radars, you can let us know at 1-300-655-922.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
This Sunday is the RSPCA Million Paws Walk. It's happening in Ulverston at 10 o'clock. You can still get involved. Just go to millionpawswalk.com.au to have a look at what's happening, where you can park, the location, all that stuff. It's happening at the Sound Shell, though. There's going to be Horizon... upon horizon in the Ulverston area of just dogs going for big walkies.
I know, honestly, nothing melts my heart more than seeing dogs just living their best life. Like, oh, so adorable.
Well, here's Cameron from the RSPCA talking to us about it a few weeks ago.
In the past, we've had 1,500, 2,000 dogs show up of all shapes and sizes, personalities, you know, puppies, pooches, old dogs, senior dogs. I mean, it's not just the people that have fun. It's mainly for the dogs.
Again.
And the people have fun too.
Everyone gets a bit of fun.
You have fun and you have fun and all of us have fun together.
Everyone gets a fun. Millionpawswalk.com.au for more information. But yeah, this Sunday at the Sound Show in Ulverston, a massive, massive walk is going on for a good cause too. It's all to help support the RSPCA so they can look after the doggies and vaccinate them and feed them and buying some blankies probably.
Going into winter, keep them warm, the poor little schnoppies.
Mm-hmm. Million Paws Walk this Sunday. Don't forget
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
before we go, we've got to take care of this admin.
Prize Giving Friday.
All right, some prizes to give out.
Yes, let's take care of this admin, Adam. So weird sometimes. Okay, a huge congratulations to our Who Dat winner of the week, Sarah from Port Sorrel.
Ah, oh, Sarah, you've got $50 to spend at a cut above quality meats. Enjoy the meat, Sarah.
Enjoy it. Huge congratulations to our Word Sanger winner of the week, Ethan from Devonport.
Ethy boy, $50 is yours to spend at Niche Plants Shearwater.
A huge congratulations to our Chorus Kings winner of the week, Brooke from Latrobe.
Look at you, Brooke. You got $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. Look at ya.
And a huge happy birthday and congratulations to Myra French from Wynyard for winning birthday book.
Myra, $50 is yours to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Look at you.
Look at you. Look at you all. A prize for you, a prize for you, a prize for all of you.
All right, that's enough. Next up, Takesha has your workday hits. Did you buy her a present for leaving? Because you work with her in promo and everything very closely.
She doesn't leave this week. She's here till Thursday next week.
And you got a present plan, do you?
Well, maybe, maybe not. Can't tell ya. Because she listens. Surely Jerry. Surely Jerry's got one.
You
surely
didn't Jerry's get her a present. One. She wouldn't pee on you. I don't know.
Oh.
Bit of tension. That's where we'll leave it for the week. Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So that's the members of staff at CFM that would pee on Ariel. Also,
on
just a bonus
foot.
Just a bonus one. Darren Kerwin said he would pee on her if it would save her life, but not
but
for
not,
Tinia.
Yeah, Taz, what the heck?
Oh, he's a supreme gentleman, just like the word machine.
Yeah, but it's for. But this could be life. This, what? It's medicine.
He also brought up the important point that sometimes when men try and wee out of their love wand, it sprays out in two different directions all over the place. It's never, you know, you never a straight stream. It's really stressful sometimes.
That was the funniest conversation in the kitchen.
Two streams that don't, neither of the streams go where you're aiming either. Just both of them go right around the toilet bowl.
Boss man Jerry's head just leaned back from its desk and just go, what?
Was he listening?
Yeah.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
Was he listening to the whole thing?
I was laughing because I was like, oh, my God, Busman Jerry is like, what the hell
Jerry's
is going
little,
on?
Jerry's little love wand probably sprays out in two different directions, wouldn't it? He must know what Darren's talking about. It's coming.
I don't want to know any of this information. Anyway, so we got to have to get Boss Man. Should we call Boss Man? I need to ask if he'd be on my foot.
Are you going
to
call him?
I'm going to call him right now.
Fine, for the extra content. He's going to think this is going on the air. yep. You talk to him. It's your question. He's got to say no legally, surely.
Hello.
Hello, Boss Man.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
What are you doing? You're too nice. You're too kind. What's up?
I can't even ask.
It's your question.
But,
you
boss
ask.
Man, I've got tinier on my foot, and the wives' tale is, if you pee on your feet, your tinier goes away. Would you pee on my foot because you're my friend and you're my boss?
Well, I have before. I do it again.
There we go. There we go. Just like last time.
When did you pee on my foot?
Well, in your dream.
Oh. What?
In your dream. It's all about the content.
Have you peed on someone when they've got stung by a jellyfish?
No, what I like to do as a dear friend, I actually pee on them before they get stung.
Ah, prevention. Prevention is the best cure.
That's what a real friend does.
Okay, note to self.
Yep.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Cheers, babe.
Wait.
There we go, a bit of extra content there. That was a bit wasted. We should put that on the air, but
anyway. Oh my God, can you put that on the hotkey, please?
Which one? We'll put some hot, yeah, we'll make some hotkeys out of that, I reckon. That's Adam
and
Ari.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
I think we'll leave it there on a high, right?
Yeah, okay.
See you next week.
Bye.